Welcome. It is 9 minutes after 7 on this, the Monday version of the Fine program. Thank you very much for letting us be a part of your very busy day. And without further ado, let us jump into what we like to call, that's right, the booze news. Everything that is alcohol related. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. Let's find out today. All right. Last month, it started back in October. But last month, an individual was arrested in Altoona, Pennsylvania for, $80 worth of theft from a hospital. What do you think he was stealing?
Rubbing alcohol.
Close. It started in October. Somebody was walking around this hospital in Altoona, PA, and stealing bottles of hand sanitizer.
Ah.
And apparently it was happening over and over and over again for several weeks. So they kind of had the police walk around and kind of keep an eye. Sure enough, last month they arrested 51-year-old Lee Ammerman after they saw him walking around the hospital holding two or three bottles of this stuff trying to make his way out the door.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, dude, what exactly are you doing with hand sanitizer?
He's cooking up some kind of home brew.
Yes, exactly.
That's horrible.
He says he takes it home, mixes it with orange juice, and drinks it.
Ugh.
That's nasty. Why would he do that?
He has some one of these mental disorders where he eats and drinks weird
things. No, alcoholics do that. There's alcohol in those hand sanitizers, and they'll take it, mix it, and that's what they use for a drink. He stole $80 worth of hand sanitizer and is now facing misdemeanor charges of theft and receiving stolen property. He's due in court just before Valentine's Day. How desperate are you for a drink that you steal hand sanitizer and mix it with OJ?
About as desperate as those stars at the Golden Globes last night that were pounding down the vodka. This is the award show that lets you drink at your tables during the event.
Yeah.
And when you stumble up to receive the award, you've got to... Some of them brought their drink with them when they went on stage to receive their award.
The special moments are those that didn't expect to win.
Yeah.
So they're like, there to just let themselves go.
They had no speeches prepared, and there were a lot of those last night, apparently.
They were channeling Dean Martin. They just walk up there with a glass of scotch in your hand and a cigarette in the other, go, well, thank you. Think about it. These are people that spend most of their adult life in front of a camera. So wouldn't they know the cameras are on them, even if they are at an award ceremony, even if you don't think you're going to win? Wouldn't you, keep it a low key just enough?
Mm-hmm. Alcohol, personal reputation. Alcohol, personal reputation.
Well, all right. So any of you enjoy the Jim Beam products?
No.
Jim Beam, Maker's Mark?
I've heard about this. These fine American brands
are
not going to be quite as American as we thought they were.
From now on, when you say, hey, I'd like, give me a glass of Jim Beam or a shot of Maker's Mark, the response will be, The Japanese firm of Suntory Holdings has been approved to purchase Jim Beam, which makes Jim Beam and Maker's Mark and a few others, for $13.62 billion.
Well, it just goes to show once again, multinationals care nothing for flags or borders. They will buy what they think is a good, a good brand that will make them money, and regardless of where it is.
The president and CEO of Beam Enterprises, or whatever, his name is Matt Shattuck, said the Deerfield, Illinois company will continue to run the business as it is. Suntory is going to pay $83.50 a share.
So the booze is still going to be made here in the United States, but the final profit is going to be heading over to Tokyo.
Well, in addition to, but it's now under Japanese ownership.
And of those brands, what, Maker's Mark would be preferred?
That's the high end, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Jim Beam is okay. I don't mind Jim Beam. I think it may be better than Jack Daniels, but I grew up on Jack Daniels, so I'm partial to it.
During rating sweeps, we prefer Maker's Mark.
During ratings, we go for the good stuff.
Up on Jack Daniels? That was your first underage drink?
Let me think.
He had so many, he doesn't remember.
My first under I think my first underage drink was eggnog.
Eggnog at the age of three.
Well, no, at my parents' Christmas parties, my mom would make eggnog. She would get a gallon of eggnog, melt in a half a gallon of vanilla ice cream, like really good vanilla ice cream, and then thin it with bourbon.
And you would go around the party in half glasses on the table.
No,
you would
no. I would go up to the punch bowl itself, dip in a cup, take a swig. That's what I did. I was, oh, this is really bad. I'm thinking about this. I was probably 13.
Four.
I was maybe 12. And you know, now that I've got a 9-year-old daughter that's about ready to turn 10, that sickens me.
Well, of course.
It really does. And when I went to one of my brother's weddings, the reception was at a big ranch. And the guy had shot a pig, and they were roasting it. And this is back before Coors Light was allowed here in Florida. Well, it was in Kissimmee. And Coors Light was all over the place. They had Coors and everything. And there's a picture of me, and I was probably 13, mm-hmm. chugging a beer.
Just remember this now, as you said, as your daughter gets into her teenage years, all the things you did as a teenager.
See, God's got a sense of humor to give Seth a girl instead of a boy.
Because I know that there's going to be one of those guys come sniffing around the door, and I'm going to look at him and go, oh, no, I know you. I know you.
I
was you. You, my friend, just keep right on walking.
I was making pancakes the other day, and a fly flew into the kitchen. And that's when I realized that a spatula is a lot like a fly swatter. And a crushed fly is a lot like a blueberry. And a roommate is a lot like a fly eater. I think it's interesting that cologne rhymes with alone. If I have to move up in a building, I choose the elevator over the escalator. Because one time I was riding the escalator and I tripped. I fell down the stairs for an hour and a half. Just kept falling. Thanks, everybody. I think Employee of the Month is a good example of when a person can be a winner and a loser at the same time.
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text NEWS to 39327 and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9 and WSAU.com.